Michael Henson is in the studio with me tonight. His book, The Way the World Is, The Maggie Boylan Stories, won the 2014 Bright Horse Prize in Short Fiction. He has published 4 books of fiction, including A Small Room with Trouble on My Mind, which was recently re-released in a new revised edition, and from which we'll hear a selection tonight. He also has 4 collections of poetry. We'll hear a poem from The Dead Singing, which is forthcoming this year. He plays guitar and mandolin with the Old Coney Bluegrass Band and the roots duo Carter Bridge. He's also co-editor of Pine Mountain Sand and Gravel, the annual publication of the Southern Appalachian Writers Cooperative. Michael, it's great to have you back on Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you. Great to be here.
The title piece, In a Small Room with Trouble on My Mind, is a novella, and it follows the lives of Randall and Rosetta Martin for over 45 years. There's a segment that I would love for you to read for us and tell us whose voice we're hearing.
This is a section that talks about Randall, and he's a bluegrass musician. He's working on a guitar piece. There was a note he wanted, a particular patch of tone lost in the net of strings. He worked up and down the guitar neck to find it, hammering out a frame for what he felt, a ladder of cord and bending string on which he could climb up out of his hurting. Sweat studded his brow and made a small pool in the small of his back. He was patient. He searched the strings as a hunter sweeps a field. He picked away at the shell of note until he got down into the heart of what pained him. It nearly fluttered loose, but he caught it. And caught it again, that released it like a bird out of a trap as he picked his way back down into the full chord. He tapped one more time into that seam for one more piece of what he wanted, then he picked it to a close. He put his hands to the strings to tamp the last shimmer of sound so that he could feel for himself what he had done. He was breathing slow and steady as a gray rain. The song had loosened what had been tied in a stiff knot of anger. What he had now was not a smaller hurt, but a cleaner hurt, not spoiled by any bitterness. It was a cleaner hurt made up of roads, flowers at a funeral, houses with black windows, a wrinkled letter, the tumble of her hair where she slept, regret, the hot smell of a railroad tie, the first scrawled letters and numbers of his sons that were black, bleared and awkward as new birds. He was breathing slow and steady as a day-long, night-long rain. In some window nearby, he could hear a radio play some other's song.
Thank you. As a reader, I found I was really interested in these characters. I thought they were so fully developed. And I wondered what you most wanted us to know about Randall.
I guess I wanted readers to know something about the dignity and the struggle that people of his ilk go through. And Rosetta as well, that these are not castaway people. These are not throwaway people. These are fully developed human beings that have a story that's an important story that I wanted to have heard.
You also have a collection of poems, as I mentioned, The Dead Singing, that will be published this year. And there's a wonderful poem called Evening Thunder. Reminded me in so many ways of waiting for a storm to come in when I was a kid and summertime. So read for us, if you would, please.
Sure. Evening Thunder begins with a quote from Thomas Merton. Even his thunder is the refuge of the poor. An ironwork rumple at the edge of hearing, a dim blue flicker at the horizon, the wind picks up from the west. It turns the pale backs of the maple leaves and pricks the white crests of the river. The rain will roll in soon. Silent for once, the crows fly up to their hillside roosts. Children leave off playing in the yard, and the riverbank squatters tighten the tarps of their scrapwood shelters.
Thank you. Since you write in multiple genres, can you tell us how you know to take something to a poem or to a short story, or does the inspiration dictate that?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. I know that when it's kind of formed around a character, then a person, then it tends to be a story. And if it's focused around an image, then it tends to be a poem. If it's ideas, then it becomes an essay. So it's, I guess, image, poem, person, story is kind of the way it falls out.
I would be remiss and would miss if you didn't sing and play for us tonight. So tell us about this song that you're going to sing.
It's called Cold Winter Rain. I worked for a while as a community organizer on environmental issues and got involved with some issues around mountaintop removal. We toured a mountaintop removal site, and this song came out of that experience.
The cold winter rain sweeps across the mountains and washes to the valley way below. The mountains here are dying, you can almost hear them crying. Tell me, where can a homeless people go? And I stand here in the cold winter rain. What they're doing to these mountains is insane. I can see the dozers grind, I can hear the coal trucks whine. And I watch them in the cold winter rain. The forests of my childhood are all gone now, shoveled into a ditch like so much trash. They've destroyed the fields and hollers for a narrow seam of dollars and eaten for a fist full of cash. But I stand in the cold winter rain. What they've done to this valley is insane. Day and night the dozers grind, night and day the coal trucks whine. How I've cursed them in the cold winter rain. Black water gathers in the sludge pond. The winter rain soon will turn to snow. My home's down in the rubble, my heart is full of trouble. It's time, I know it's time for me to go. But I stand here in the cold winter rain. And I'll ask this question one more time again. What's that profit in that coal if the loss is your soul? You know God watches in the cold winter rain. I believe God watches in the cold winter rain.
You've been listening to Michael Henson make musical magic for us, as well as to a reading from his book of short stories titled A Small Room with Trouble on My Mind, and a poem from his soon-to-be-re-released book of poetry, The Dead Singing. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.